The number of new COVID-19 cases reported every day has been declining over the past month. But Louisiana's battle with the coronavirus is far from over. To better understand where the state is at, reporter Rosemary Westwood spoke yesterday with Jeff Asher, a data analyst who's been watching the daily numbers since the pandemic's outbreak.
Jeff, thanks for joining us. I want to start with your most recent column, which argued we're at the tail end of a second wave in the state, the first wave being when New Orleans was hit hard in the early spring. Can you explain why you say that and what metrics you're following to show us on that relatively good path?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much any metric using case or test numbers show that we've had statewide essentially two waves. Back in March, April, we had obviously that huge surge in cases. It receded under the lockdown. And then in June, things started to pick up, both in terms of the number of cases and the percentage of tests that were coming back positive. Sometime in mid-July, we peaked, and we've come down ever since then. And we're kind of in a sort of a strange period where there's a bit of uncertainty because of the number of tests being returned. We have, obviously, the after effects of Hurricane Laura. Then we have things like Tulane returning tens of thousands of tests, with a small percentage of those being positive. So there's uncertainty as to whether or not we're just sort of seeing a different testing regimen. So it's clear that we've come down from the number of cases that we had back in mid to late July. But what our future is kind of murky right now.
And I wanted to underline, too, that this second wave we were in was a greater spike than the New Orleans one.
Yeah, it was a higher peak, and the infections estimates that we have, because cases, confirmed cases only pick up a tiny portion of overall estimates, we can say with some confidence that more people were infected in the second wave than the first, especially Calcasieu, East Baton Rouge, Lafayette parishes, where, you know, you're talking about going from 2-5% of the population infected to 20-25% of the population infected in the span of a couple of weeks.
I want to ask you about recent data from the Louisiana Department of Health. Of course, they put out numbers every day, and it's had a few days of reporting large backlogs, one day with a very low number of returned tests, and yet hospitalizations are fairly steady and deaths are declining just a little bit, it looks like. So what's going on with data from the Department of Health right now?
Well, it's a very understandable weirdness in the data. Today, Orleans Parish had, 3,200 tests returned. On the 31st, there were 398 tests returned. And then on the 30th, there were 10,000 tests returned only in Orleans Parish. Statewide, 40,000 on August 30th. And then 4,000 the next day. So it's really been sort of a topsy-turvy, and it's certainly understandable given the issues of Laura. Also, we're having colleges that are returning. We're having schools. Overall, about 1-2% of all of the Orleans Parish tests are coming back positive. Statewide, it's about 5-6%. And that's about where we were in mid-June, which says that, okay, we're probably about the same level that we were after the first wave, April-May wave, ended. But we're not getting better right now. We're sort of at this plateau. And that's where we see hospitalizations have been stuck at around 900 per day, people with COVID in the hospital statewide. Back in mid-June, we were at about 550. So maybe that suggests that we had significantly more infections this time around. We're seeing hospitalizations. We're not seeing as many deaths because, the people that are most vulnerable are able to isolate better, medical science has advanced, all sorts of reasons we would expect to see fewer people die per infection. But if we're seeing a high number of infections, then it stands to reason that we would see a high number of people in the hospital.
And I want to ask about the impact of Laura, going back to that. Hospitals in Lake Charles were also thrown into chaos from the storm. Testing has been dramatically curtailed across the state as a result of evacuations. What's your worry about what that means for tracking the virus's spread in Louisiana?
Obviously, it just makes things more difficult. It makes things more difficult on people that have had a lot of difficulty already. It's better that it happened now than a month ago when cases were much more rampant. But you add this with schools opening, colleges opening, people wanting to put 15,000 people into the stands to watch football games. All of these are the types of things that potentially could seed what would be the third wave. These are the types of things that it's hard to say what the exact impact will be, but these are the, it might be something that leads to more cases down the line. It's usually not a you did X, so Y happens, at least with this disease. It usually takes a couple of weeks of things happening to really see things pick up.
I think we'll leave it there. Jeff Asher, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.